You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
8 years ago, when I was 48 years old, I went into menopause abruptly due to a severe head injury. The inflammation in my brain cut off the circulation to my pituitary gland, the master gland that communicates to the rest of my body. So my ovaries were not getting enough signaling, and within a few weeks, I didn't get my usual period. And that started where I was having menopausal symptoms. Now, the hot flashes weren't too bad, but I had terrible anxiety, depression, and insomnia. You know, as a doctor, I knew I had to work fast to get my brain and body back in order. But you know what? So many women out there in the world suffer from menopausal symptoms and don't know where to start. So today on Wellness for Life, we have Dr. Annika Becca, author of the new book to be released, The Hormone Fix, and a world-renowned menopause and sexual health expert. She's here to help you ease through the change naturally. Dr. Annika Becca, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's a thrill to be here and to have this time with you, Dr. Suzanne. I love always talking with you.
I know, right? You know, we haven't seen each other in a long time, and I'm so glad because you've got some amazing information coming out soon, and I really want to dig deep into what's going on with women and how we can help them feel better. Now, my anxiety and depression regarding when I was 48, it came on really, really quickly. And these were not symptoms that most people would think is related to hormone disruptions. So what other atypical symptoms of menopause are there so that people can start to think about, women can start to think about, hey, this might be me.
Right. Yeah. No, and I think that's a really good one to mention. Actually, I was thinking about that this morning because someone was talking that they felt their wife was bipolar, right? The mood swings. And he's like, oh my God, I think she's bipolar. The psychiatrist thinks she's bipolar. I'm like, it's hormonal. It's hormonal. It is not bipolar. Perimenopause mood swing, you know, is not bipolar. So, I mean, really need to look into hormones first before giving a diagnosis like that. And I think that's really so important. So I want to mention that, but you're absolutely right. Anxiety and depression. The other thing is brain fog. And, you know, like we think brain fog, memory loss, those, you know, that is, we're heading towards dementia, we're heading towards Alzheimer's, and that can be hormones and inflammation together. And then another one that takes people into the emergency room is heart palpitations. And it's often because of the fluctuating hormones and also nutrient insufficiencies that cause those heart palpitations. But what happens is women then end up in the ER, then end up on a beta blocker, which then further disrupts their hormones and causes weight gain. And it's just that nasty cycle from there. So those are like the three big ones that aren't often attributed to, you know, menopause or hormone imbalance, but are.
Those are all very important to note because I know plenty of patients, you know, who are, and women that go through those types of those shifts. And what I find is that all of them actually complain of fatigue and weight gain, all of them.
Right.
Can you hit on that a little bit?
Yeah. And those are very common. Fatigue, weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disturbances. And, you know, and certainly, and what I often always hear, Suzanne, you've heard this too. Patients would tell me, say, Dr. Anna, I am gaining weight despite not doing anything different. I'm not doing anything different and I'm gaining weight. They would complain, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. You're just more sedentary. You know, you've got an extra candy bar or something in your purse and that's your snack bar, whatever it is, until I experienced it myself. And I hate to admit that, but it's true. So it was that, you know, that symptom for me too. I was initially diagnosed at age 38 with menopause, which I was told was premature menopause and permanently irreversible infertility as well. And that was devastating to me. You know, and that took me on this healing journey around the world to learn some of the, you know, modalities and principles that I've put into my book, The Hormone Fix. And that was the start. And then at age 48, I reversed menopause, had a child at 41, my miracle baby, Ava Marie. And at age 48, started to experience that 5-pound, 10-pound, 15-pound weight gain. And I had lost, you know, in my first bout of menopause, I had lost over 80 pounds, went from over 240 pounds, I don't know, stopped weighing till 150 pounds and, you know, plus or minus a few. And so I had been able to keep that weight off. And then without doing anything differently, the scale started to climb. The numbers on the scale started to climb. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And so with this weight gain, I had to think, okay, well, we know about being alkaline from functional medicine, and that's been in my detox programs for a decade. So what else do I need to do? And that's where the ketogenic diet came in. And so I started implementing the principles of the ketogenic diet, but my hesitancy was anytime I tried to help my patients with weight loss, or actually more importantly, with seizure control, Parkinson's syndrome, neurologic syndromes with the ketogenic diet, my perimenopausal patients would tell me that they have experienced irritability, mood swings, et cetera. And I experienced it myself, and I called it the keto crazy phenomenon, right? Like I was keto crazy, and that is not healthy in any way, even short time, not something we should have to power through. And so I focused on the alkaline aspects and then getting into ketosis. And that was like the magic bullet, the bam, the wow effect, that really putting those two together, not only did the weight start to go off, I lost 18 pounds of the 20 I'd gained in 6 weeks. And I also experienced this high level of clarity, and I call it energized enlightenment, like, you know, real clarity in brain issues, real calmness and centeredness of spirit. And so that's what I seek with my keto green methodology, the keto green way that I've created to gain between nutrition, nourishing our body and lifestyle, this keto green experience. And that made a difference with weight gain. It makes a difference with fatigue. It makes a difference with brain fog. Once you are, you know, establishing and resetting your circadian rhythm, something you talk about a lot, that's, you know, that helps get that better night's sleep, that restorative sleep. So your body does what it intelligently is designed to do while we're resting. And so that's kind of what happens, you know, with this, you know, method, what's happening with our body and how we can correct it so we can actually breeze through menopausal transition.
So let's, you know, for our listeners, I just want to be clear, because some people, they've heard what ketosis means. They heard about the ketones, but not a lot, you know, they hear about it, they've never really read about it. Can you explain a little bit about what you mean and how we can implement that into our lives gently so that our symptoms start to subside?
Right, right. And that's been, you know, there's so much when you look at ketogenic and ketogenic diets. There's a wrong way to do it and a right way. And many people think, you know, believe that it's not right for women. And there's, again, many things that work better for men than they do for women. And this was one of them. So we have to really nourish our body. So keto, like being in ketosis is what I focus on and explain in my book too, is being in ketosis. So we're using fat as fuel versus using what's readily available, the circulating glucose. So we really work to deprive our, you know, to reduce the amount of glucose that's circulating in our body, to reduce that so that we dig into our fat stores and burn our fat. You know, it is time to burn off the unwanted fat. I don't know if anyone else agrees with me, but I'm telling you, it's definitely time for me. So, and it's a constant effort. And the beautiful thing is, and why it's so important for us as our estrogen levels start to decline, is because in our, you know, our brain uses glucose for fuel. However, it is an estrogen-dependent reaction in the brain. So as estrogen levels drop off, hence, we get this brain fog, that very troublesome and concerning symptom of the brain. But if we switched from using glucose for fuel and we use our ketones for fuel, we use that in the brain, and that gives us that clarity, that, and that is a better fuel source for us for mental health, especially as we're getting older.
So, Dr. Anna, how much fats should we be eating then in general? You know, an average woman who is, let's say, going through perimenopausal systems or menopausal, how much more fat do we need to eat?
Yeah, and that's a ratio. And I think that one of the big things that I've recognized is that the 80s movement, when I was in my, you know, in college, during the 80s, we were kind of forced to believe that low fat was the right way to go. Well, it obviously created this obesity epidemic, but more troublesome than that, it's created this hormonal imbalance, this, you know, crisis situation for women with really troublesome perimenopausal symptoms. We need fat for hormones. And so healthy fats, and I give recipes too in my book, but healthy fats like from avocado, salmon, olive oil, you know, MCT or coconut oil are really essential to have on a daily basis. And so what I found in working with women in my online programs is that often, you know, there's a fear of fat and we have to overcome that. So we need healthy fats. And a percentage wise, like it's going to vary, and there's probably a wider swing, 55 to 70, 75% for women, you know, if we're looking at the amount of fat from calories, because fats are much more calorie dense. But I don't like to think that way either. We need healthy fats, but we more need to get into periodic ketosis through intermittent fasting and stopping snacking and using highly dense, you know, alkalinizers like, you know, greens, kale, beet greens, chard, things like that, and testing. And I encourage women to test their urine for ketones and pH alkalinity, so they can see what their body actually needs, so they can decipher for themselves what their body actually requires. And for some, it may be more. You and I, right, we're two different body shapes, two different, you know, you're much more physically active than I am, and I'm probably a foot taller, right? And so there's a difference in what you need as compared to what I need. And it's probably going to vary on season when you're doing more surfing and outdoors versus when you're not. But, you know, the same with me, you know, like I'm cuddled up in my house right now with blankets on and dreading going outside right at this moment. But, you know, it's going to vary. And so I think, like, typically if we're looking at rule of thumb, we want to have healthy fats. And that's probably, again, in the form of healthy oils and fatty, like avocado, nuts, salmon, you know, good healthy choices, as well as healthy proteins, and typically no more than palm size amount for our meals, as well as, more importantly, the healthy grains and not snacking to really empower insulin sensitivity as we work through, you know, as we work to obtain, you know, to optimize our hormones, especially insulin and cortisol.
Right.
So
you mentioned,
I think, does that answer your question? Because it's hard to say exactly how many grams we're using. And I don't like to, because I hate to measure. Like,
right.
I would never calorie count. I will never measure or weigh my food. That's just not my way. But I know what works for me and what doesn't work for me.
What you made
and that's
mentioned
what I
was
try
that,
to get. Yeah.
Yeah. What you mentioned about testing, I think that's the important factor, because depending on what you're eating, the test strips for ketosis will show whether you're in ketosis or not, right? That's what you mentioned. And then you would know whether you are eating enough fats or that you're not cutting down on the carbohydrates.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, the urine test strips that I created measure pH and ketones. So you can measure. And that's the thing. If you're not getting into ketosis yet, you think, wow, I'm pretty, you know, I'm restricting. Sometimes we'd be surprised. We may be getting too much protein and that converting to glucose, you know? So we can look and say, okay, well, this isn't working. What do I need to do to make it work? And then experience the difference. Some people do it very quickly. Some people, it takes time.
Right. You also mentioned you have pH sticks. Now, can you explain a little bit about pH and why it's important to look at both of them?
Yeah. This is where we get into controversy, right? Because we've heard about, oh, there's the alkaline myth, like, you know, your blood pH never changes. And that's absolutely true. And it's not just blood pH, it's arterial blood pH, right? Like if we're measuring in the ER, a patient came in coding or in crisis or seizing, we're checking an arterial blood pH. What the heck's going on? And that is so specifically controlled. We know in medicine that, you know, that number is very strict, around 7.4, slightly alkaline. To maintain that pH very strictly in our blood, we've got our body, you know, to be in the state of homeostasis, our body has to get the nutrients, the minerals from wherever, right? And if we're not getting it from our diet, we're getting it from our bone or muscle or collagen, we're getting it from somewhere. And that's really important. But on a daily basis, like a thermostat on our homes and our, you know, on our wall in our home, measuring very carefully what the, you know, what the temperature is, we can look and measure, just like taking our temperature, what is going on with the pH of our urine. Like, how is the food and activities of my day affecting my urinary pH? Because that's a function of what's happening through the kidneys. It's what's happening through the cell membrane. It's what's happening as an exchange of minerals over the cell membrane. And how we can figure out very quickly. So as what I'm doing, nourishing and creating an higher pH, so pH over 7, we call that alkaline. And that's where I like patients to wake up in the morning. I want to know, and this is what we've experienced through, you know, almost over 1,000 women going through my Magic Menopause program, is that when they wake up with an alkaline pH, they have a better day overall. They slept better. They're more energized. They have less hot flashes. They have more clarity when they wake up this way. And also to recognize why it's important to test that their urine pH is also affected by other things, not just what we eat, by stress, for instance, if you've had a stressful conversation, even if you ate all the grains in the world, you may still have an acidic urinary pH, which is so fascinating. But what's happened, our bodies produce, stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, you know, even dopamine sometimes. So we need those nutrients. So the body gets those nutrients, and our urinary pH is acidic as a reflection of that stress, which is so fascinating. And that's important to understand and discover, again, what's working for us, what's working against us. And then, of course, there are natural things that we can do that are good for our body that still create an acidic pH. I expect and hope that my urinary pH is acidic after a good workout, right? Because I know I'm pouring out lactic acid. I've exercised my muscles. But then I quickly, shortly thereafter, want to make sure I've got an alkaline keto green smoothie, you know, ready to drink and to empower the detoxification of those acids as well. So those are the things that really help us in our detective work. And that's why it's not a one-size-fits-all, And that's why why so many diets fail us. We have to figure out what works for us.
I love all what you're saying, because we are all very unique. And the one thing I do want to say to our listeners, people might think that you're saying keto grain, but your beautiful Southern accent, what she's saying is keto green. So let's make sure. I love it. It's keto green.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You're sweet.
You're not the first Southern person to tell me that. Shame on me. I should have.
It's great.
Keto
it's
green.
Awesome. It's greens of what we're talking about. But let me share something. You know, what's all the things that you're saying. So being more in a ketogenic diet will help our hormone dysfunctions. Getting more in that pH where you're more alkaline will also help with your energy and your brain and your vitality. But you know what? Will that also help with their vaginal health? Because women, that's another part that everyone complains about as they start hitting 40s to 50s, that it's harder to have sex because it's more painful. They're noticing that they're having a little bit more incontinence, and the vagina is not as, you know, plump and juicy as it used to. So let's talk about that when it comes to keto greens, ketogenic diet, as well as the pH shifting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what's shifting too is our vaginal pH. And this is something I'm passionate about as an obstetrician and gynecologist. And, I've been in the exploration and improvement of sexual health since 1999, when one of my first patients came in when I was in private practice just out of Emory University. The client came in and she said, "Dr. Anna, she was 63 years old, 5'11", 150 pounds, silver hair, beautiful woman. And she said, "I am a woman of the 60s and I can't have sex anymore. It is so dry. It hurts so much. And honestly, Dr. Anna, I'd rather die than live this way. How can you help me?" And the issue was that she had ductal carcinoma inside 2 of the breasts. She'd been treated by a colleague at Emory and was told that she could never have hormones. And that, you know, specifically estrogen. 1999, we didn't really talk about much else other than estrogen and synthetic progestin. But so I got to the research. I was a researcher before I went to medical school, and I dug in on sexual health. And and explored, like, what could I do to help this woman? You know, so I looked in my doctor's bag. I didn't see anything there. So I went to the science journals and I found that I could do vaginal estrogen and I could do testosterone and I could do DHEA. So that started my journey in really working on customization and compounding of hormones for women so that it treats and balances their body in a very natural and safe way. Well, I'm happy to say that woman is 82 now. She's been doing phenomenal. Never, thank you God, recurrence of any breast health issues. And in fact, just published a book. So that's what we want, right? Because at 63, she was like dying. And so we can use this information to restore it. So yes, keto green, healthy fats, let's get those on board because that helps every cell membrane in our body. And secondly, because yes, our hormones have declined, let's restore naturally what we can, especially to help vaginal health. Because so many women, without even voicing it or even understanding it themselves, in their, you know, late 30s to early 40s are already starting to experience some of those changes. Decrease in lubrication, discomfort during, loss of pleasure and orgasm, as well as, you know, the discharge, odor, irritation, bladder infections afterwards. And the vaginal pH is normally acidic. And so as we get older, it becomes more alkaline. So we need to restore the elasticity and the natural secretions of the vagina. Sadly, so many women told me that they just power through sex with their husband. They just bear with it because they don't want to say anything to him because they don't want him to feel bad. And you know, and that's like, oh, wait, you know, that is not what he's after either. He wants you, you know, he wants her to have pleasure, to experience joy. And so that kind of starts an unspoken drift oftentimes in the relationship. So for me, when, you know, I was compounding and writing vaginal hormone prescriptions, I you know, teach about it all over the world. Then I retired my practice in 2015 and patients said, you know, I can't get this prescription anywhere. What can we do? And Suzanne, you're a skincare genius. You and I talked. I had the Sexy Younger Your Skincare line, but I was retiring that. And I wanted to create a topical skin cream that I could use, you know, I'm like with DHEA in it, one of our, it's over the counter bioidentical hormone and other ingredients to really help nourish the vulva and vaginal area. And so you're like, be sure to put stem cells in it. You said that to me. I'll never forget right. that. That's so smart. You're like, be sure to put stem cells in it because you have this amazing, the most amazing skincare line. And I was like, okay. And so I started researching stem cells and I found the stem cells from the Alpine Rose, which is this flower that blossoms in the harsh conditions of the Swiss Alps. In that ice and cold, I'm like, oh my God, that represents us post midlife. And that represents women in general, right? We will show up at our best when we, even in the harshest conditions, you know, that represents us. So I'd like, oh, plus the science was phenomenal. The antiviral, you know, improved skin elasticity and resilience. And that just was classic. So it combined that with other ingredients like emu oil, coconut oil, shea butter, you know, very good emollient ingredients in a very specific patent pending way to with the DHEA into my product I call Jolva. And as a topical cream, because number one, like I didn't want to put things into my vagina all the time, right? So for vaginal prescribing. So I created a topical cream that can be used from the clitoris down to the anus, cover that entire pelvic floor of our lady part. Very, very important to keep that tissue healthy. And it does. It's anti-aging and the testimonials are just so important because we create that moisture. We remove the discomfort and all of a sudden we have this, you know, we have this new confidence and that really translates into this new, even more vibrant sexiness. Not to mention, we're not leaking bladder when we laugh or cough and sneeze. It's leaking urine when we laugh or cough and sneeze because we've strengthened that tissue too. You know, so that those are the things that, that you know, I was really excited to solve this problem for so many women because we needlessly suffer. And that's what I did myself, 38, menopausal. That wasn't fun anymore, you know? So
that's right. That's right. And your product, just to let you know, has helped so many of my patients. I'm telling you, your Jolva product, and they love it because it's kind of like makes the whole vagina, you know, rejuvenate, and it looks beautiful. I must tell you, it will plump up that area, because as you age and as you lack hormones, then the skin around the vulva, everything starts to shrink back, right? So it's like a little vajayjay facelift, not facelift, but a vajayjay lift.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that feedback is so important to me. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know what? Let's talk a little bit about a little bit more. One more question regarding your the Hormone Fix book. How long will you start to, once you start to implement your program, how long do women start to really see the difference? Because this is important. You know, the timeline, is it a week? Is it 10 days? Is it 2 months? Can you share that a little bit so that people can look out for and look forward to the shifts and changes in their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I included a 10-day jumpstart detox diet, keto green detox diet with it, because in 10 days, and it's pretty, it's stringent. I stop your snacking. We, you know, I won't spoil the secrets, but the way I created it is to make it effective. So in 10 days, you're feeling a difference. The first 3 to 4 days, you'll be like, oh man, you can definitely feel that you're probably detoxing a little. But 10 days in, let me tell you, you are feeling better. So it is designed to work in 10 days. Follow it as strictly, as close to it as you can, and you will definitely notice the difference in 10 days. But it is like, this is creating this kind of keto green lifestyle, as I like to say, is you've got to, you know, ideally test your urine, check, make sure that you're getting a urinary alkaline, you know, an alkaline urine pH, a pH of 7 or higher on your urine. And then you can really customize it and get better results faster by doing that, by figuring out for yourself what works for you and what doesn't. I explain it all in the book, but I also added another 21 days of recipes and menus. But I really hope that understanding this, you know, with the 10-day jumpstart, jumping into that, really starting to identify the principles and practices that serve us and letting go of the ones that don't.
Well said. Well, where can we find more about your book, Dr. Anna? Where?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So DrAnna.com, DrAnna.com. Easy enough.
That's great. And so all the information about your book and programs, you talked about your Magic Menopause program, which has been amazing as well.
Yeah, thank you. And we have a 10-day masterclass called Breeze Through Menopause that's accompanying this. So we'll give a link to you for your listeners.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much. Wow. Great information to all, for all of you beautiful ladies out there. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And if any women in your life are suffering from menopause symptoms, share the show with them. It will change their life. Now, if this is the first time listening to our show, please subscribe so I can continue to serve you with the most current health information available today. Also, connect with me on Instagram at Dr. Suzanne. I post regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through self-care, nutrition, and kimchi health, movement, and lifestyle. And what's great is that you can talk to me. You can actually engage with me directly. And yes, I respond to all of the comments personally. If you need help in digging deeper to get to your root cause of your health issues so you can feel better again today, I work with people globally through phone and Skype consultations. So just go to my website, drsuzanne.com, for my contact info. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.